Hello, welcome to Have Roots, We'll Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin-Stoltari and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. We are exploring Les Filles du Roi this week. We are doing episode number 88. We have spent the last year exploring these amazing king's daughters or filles du roi. Let's have a look at the next one. For those of you new to the channel, please have a look at Les Filles du Roi, the program 2.0. It's in the playlist. It will give you all the information that you need to do to have just a little bit more background on the program and how it worked. Let's get to know episode number 88, our filles du roi of the week. Her name was Barbe Duchesne, and a viewer requested her, and when I read her story, she kind of moved up a little bit faster on the line because she was intrigued me for so many reasons. So let's get to know Barbe a little bit more. So Barbe was born in 1650 in Geneva, Switzerland. We finally got out of France. We did have one lady born in England, but this is our first one from Switzerland. Her father's name was Claude Duchesne, and her mother's name was also Claude Laval. So love that Claude and Claude. Now, if you and kind of put a little pin on the map to give you an idea of where it is. And then we have a picture of modern day Geneva, and then one of more historic Middle Ages Geneva. It is the second most populous city in Switzerland after Zurich, and the most populous city of Romandy, which is the French speaking part of Switzerland. Just to give you an idea of how old Geneva is, the city was actually mentioned in Latin text by Caesar. With the spelling Geneva, which so it gives you an idea that it's been around for a long, long time. After 1400, it became the Genevois province of Savoy. And then by the first half of the 16th century, we had the Protestant Reformation, which reached the city and caused religious strife, as it did so many other places. During which the Savoy rule was thrown off and Geneva allied itself with the Swiss Confederacy. In 1541, with the Protestant Reformation on the rise, John Calvin, who was the Protestant reformer and proponent of Calvinism, became the spiritual leader of Geneva and established the Republic of Geneva. So it was a hotbed of Protestantism. I don't know how this affected Barbe. We may or may not see that. But certainly she would have been exposed to this. Certainly it was a place that, when you think of Switzerland, you think of it being so neutral and all of that. But obviously when she was born, it was definitely a place of some intense disputes. I don't normally do this, but I wanted to show you how far she had to travel to go to La Rochelle, which is where her ship departed. And it was Le Prince Maurice pour Québec, and she arrived in Quebec on July 30th, 1671. I have no notes that her parents passed or anything like that. I do know that she had a dowry worth about 300 pounds, so no small thing. So who does Barbe select? She selects a man named André Badel dit Lamarche. Guess where he's from? Geneva as well. He was born 1632, making him significantly about 20 years older than her, and 18 years actually. His father's name was Étienne Badel, and his mother was Perrette Marmot. And so, again, we show you the picture. I was actually able to see the church where he would have been baptized, which was a Protestant church. So let's see how that worked out. So he came to Quebec as a soldier with the Grand Fontaine Compagnie. With the Carignan Regiment. August 17, 1665 is when he arrived. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that they're, out of all the places in the world, she picks a man, he picks her. You know, the odds are that they knew each other. The odds are that he was told that she was from Geneva, and this is what, either they knew each other in Geneva, or their families knew each other, or the fact that she was from Geneva. I haven't been able to ascertain that information just yet, but certainly it is very coincidental, shall we speak. This is their marriage record. They were married in Quebec City on October 26, 71, a couple months after she arrived. So the family would then settle in Lachine. Let's talk a little bit about Lachine. The original owner of Lachine was a man by the name of Robert Cavalier de La Salle. His mission was to cultivate and colonize this area. Unfortunately, he didn't succeed as he was so focused on trying to find the passage to Asia. The area was originally named Saint-Sulpice, but the area was then renamed to Lachine as a kind of inside joke. Even Jacques Cartier, 100 years before, had been trying to find that passageway and named the rapids themselves the Lachine Rapids. Eventually, the Lachine Canal was completed in 1825, which was something the citizens and merchants had long wanted. It became a way to navigate those treacherous rapids. At its peak, the Lachine Canal would have 15,000 ships use its canal. So the family then further settles at a place called Côte Saint-Paul or Saint-Pierre, near the Saint-Pierre River. I give you the old map of it, and I was fascinated because I tried to find it. Well, it has ceased to exist because the river has eroded to the point where it no longer exists. And this small stretch right here is part of that Saint-Pierre River. And then where they would have lived and in that Côte Saint-Paul is now simply a monument to that area. So it's kind of neat that it just kind of disappeared based on, you know, the rivers and the droughts and all of that. So it's just really interesting. So their family grows. They would end up having 8 children. Etienne married Hugues Messager and had 2 children, both of whom made it to adulthood. Marie married Jacques Séguin and had 7 children, 5 of whom made it to adulthood. Anne married Jean Denis and had 7 children, 5 of whom made it to adulthood. Jeanne married Jean Monnet and had 5 children, 3 of whom made it to adulthood. Jean died an early death. Marie Charlotte married Claude Oremet and had 2 children, both of whom survived. And then she married Jean-Baptiste Ayotte and had 2 more children. Jacques and Hugues both died in infancy, unfortunately. So these 2 Swiss colonists to New France would go on to have, you know, a fairly successful life together, and they would pass away within 6 months of each other. First to go was Barbe, who would die on the 10th of July, 1710, and André would pass away the 20th of February, 1711, and they were both buried in Montreal. And they would go on, by 1729, in that study that kind of illustrates the importance of them, they would have almost 100 descendants, actually 97 descendants. And they did not have a huge family, nor did they have luck that, you know, be fruitful and multiply. Their influence on Montreal and the areas where they were was obviously very, very important. Wanted to make sure to let you know these resources that you can further your knowledge. La Société des Filles du Roi is an organization that I belong to. I'm a membership chair as well. Even before I was a membership chair, I used it consistently. It's a fabulous site. You'd love to join if that's something that you want to do. You get a beautiful certificate as well. Les Filles du Roi Descendants, which is an amazing Facebook group, you know, kind of just joining everybody together. Love that Facebook group. And then we have Migration, which is a wonderful website filled with information about each of the Filles du Roi and les soldats and the ships, everything you ever wanted to know. Fabulous, fabulous website. Check it out. I put the links in the comments below. And with this, we end our tribute to Barbe Duchesne. She was a brave girl to come from, you know, absolutely different country, cross over into France, come into New France and establish a life in a, you know, it wasn't Quebec City, it was kind of in the outer regions of Montreal. Very, very brave. That's what I get from that story. As for the Protestant influence, I'm not sure. I wasn't able to find any kind of confirmation where they would have, they just kind of probably just slipped through. Probably. I'm not sure. I would suspect at some point they would have had some sort of religious conversion or acceptance in order to be baptized and not baptized, but married in the church. So, but I do not have any documents of that. So with that, I bid you adieu. Don't forget to subscribe, click on that notifications alert if you like this content. Thank you so much for watching. And with that, I bid you adieu and au revoir until episode 89.